Good morning. My guest this morning is Candace Mackey of the Redwood Arts Council, and we're here to talk about an upcoming concert in Sebastopol. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning, Steve.
The concert we're talking about is October 6th at 7:30 in Sebastopol. Tell me what's exciting about the Miro Quartet.
So the Miro Quartet is a string quartet. They hail from Austin, Texas. They began in Oberlin at the conservatory there, but what's exciting to them is that they're here by popular demand from our audience and the area around. Their performance is so stellar as far as musicality, and then they're also very genial on stage, and they really like to interact with the audience and explain history of the pieces. And then the professionalism that they have when they play and their abilities are mind-blowing. So you're watching them and you're realizing how difficult this actually is and how wonderful it is to just kind of escape into their world and understand the music and hear this incredible music. So they're very special.
Tell me a little bit about the repertoire. What are they going to be playing when they come in October to Sebastopol?
Well, this is what I'm also most excited about. Not only do you get this incredible performance, but they're coming in and they're opening up the concert with a composition by Kevin Putz, P-U-T-S, called Credo. And it's the 10th anniversary. It was a piece that this quartet commissioned to be performed, and it's obviously a contemporary piece, but it's very beautiful. And that's only about 20 minutes, because usually if a first set is going to be about 45 minutes, but what they're doing is they're saving their energy, because let me tell you, what's coming in the second half is something that's not to miss. So they are performing the Beethoven String Quartet 130, which is a late quartet of Beethoven, and they're following it with the Grosse Fugue, which actually used to be an ending to the 130, but now is its own piece. And it's incredibly technical and difficult. So they're putting those two large pieces together. And to hear them together is very rare. Usually string quartets perform one or they perform the other because they're so technically difficult and exhausting. So they will finish up with performing both.
Wow. Now, the late Beethoven quartets are very special. The Beethoven, when he started out, it sounded a little bit like Mozart.
Yes.
And the earlier quartets of Beethoven are very sort of classical. And then as he gets to the later quartets, all hell breaks loose. These later quartets are really stuffed full of exciting musicality, and they really bridge from the classical era to a more modern era. Tell me how that works, and tell me what's special about how the Miro Quartet really handles that.
You know, the late quartets were composed when he was mostly deaf. So he began to have a different vision and obviously hearing in his head of how music should be expressed. And so he began to go from classical to romantic and then out of romantic and say, hey, why does a quartet have four movements? I'm going to make it seven. Why does a quartet consist of these dances and movements? I'm going to express my music how I want to in a way that feels good to me and kind of break out of the mold, break out of the traditional form. You know, the 133, which was the quote-unquote the tail to the 130 and then became its own piece. His publisher, it was originally the end to the 130, and his publisher thought it was so out there and so disjointed and would be disturbing to people that he said, no, you have to write a different conclusion to the 130, and we're going to make this other one its own little separate piece because I think people will find it distasteful, which is very interesting. So it was published under its own opus, and it is very different. It is very different and looks forward. And the way the Miro does this is they've spent the last 3 years doing the whole what they call the cycle, the Beethoven cycle. So they performed every single one of the Beethoven quartets and followed that evolution of thinking, playing, composition. So they really have an in-depth knowledge of how this has evolved and an interpretation based off of that. So it's really special.
Wow, that really does sound wonderful. And I'm hoping that many of our listeners would be able to get out and hear it.
Well, the nice part about this concert is it's going to be in Sebastopol. So generally speaking, we're out in Occidental, which is a little bit harder to reach for some. So this is going to be at the community church.
Okay, at the community church.
We've had to change the venue. That's very important. Yeah, we've actually had to change the venue from the published venue. It's going to be at the Sebastopol Community Church, which is 1000 Gravenstein Highway North.
Okay, that's October 6th at 7:30.
You can find all this information on our website, redwoodarts.org, or you can always call me for tickets for anything.
And that phone number?
707-874-1124.
Okay, that's fabulous. I'm Steve Mencher, in for Roland Giacopetti on KRCB's Sonoma Spotlight. My guest this morning has been Candace Mackey. Thanks for joining us, Candace.
Oh, thank you, Steve. You have a good day.
Great. Have a great day yourself. Bye-bye.